Rave Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you're listening to my Daily Rants of Raves. Daily Rants of Raves, part of the Rave Radio Podcast Network, which is sponsored by Ingram Micro. Of course, you can check out Ingram Micro and ingrammicro.com. And it is, as you probably know, Thursday, April 9th. And thanks for listening. Okay, I wrote a blog yesterday, and I won't make you go read it, but you can if you want at ravepubs.com. And it's all about whether or not we should be considered AV. And of course, we're AV. But I've been pondering the question, is labeling everything we do AV hurting our opportunity of growth and limiting our opportunity in this world of systems? So what do I mean by that? Well, let me give you some examples, and I pointed out these examples in my blog, and of course you can read the blog at ravepubs.com, but check this out. But most importantly, after you listen to this podcast, I'd like for you to comment on it. Let me know what you think. So, in the smart building market, there's a ton of low voltage work that can be done that doesn't just include regular AV stuff like boardroom, conference room, training room, education facilities, that kind of stuff, but also includes all the other low voltage IT work that is being done to connect all the stuff together and the backbone for digital signage networks inside of a smart building facility. Because in the world of smart buildings, digital signage is key because that's getting information to the people using the buildings quicker than through memos and things like that. And it's also allowing the digital signage network to be connected to the backbone of the building, so we are building smarter buildings and smarter signage systems and so on and so forth. So by not sort of having the words IT or having the word smart building integrated into our branding, are we not hurting ourselves by just calling ourselves AV? Here's another example. Guess what the leading selling product category from Stampede is? That's a distributor in the AV industry. It's not AV. It's drones. That's the fastest growing segment that they have right now and the leading sales growth segment that they have right now. And of course, they don't want their competitors to know about that, but I knew about that because drones are becoming a big portion of their business. So you probably haven't thought about drones as part of AV, but guess what? It's being sold by an AV distributor. So should drones be part of AV? Should AV be part of drones? Are we AV? Are we IT? Are we AV-IT? I mean, you go to Infocom and 15% of the classes that will be at Infocom this year are being taught about IT technologies or have IT integrated into the classes. So are we part of the IT world or is IT part of us? So I don't have the answer here. I don't know what's right and what's wrong. I don't know if we should be called AV or if AV is limiting us or if we should be called AV-IT or I don't really know. So I'd love to hear your opinion. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.